Of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Taylash. The headlines: 24-hour economy to mostly benefit busy regions. Minister of Water, Development and Sanitation commends Molonga water supply. In international news, Apple at 50 as tech giant faces new test in the age of AI. And in sports, DR Congo fans celebrate historic World Cup qualification after 52 years. And now the news in detail. Economist Kelvin Chisanga says the 24-hour economy will mostly benefit busy regions in the country, such as Lusaka and other areas along the lines of rail. Mr. Tsanga notes that this will bring in increased productivity and job creation. He has stated that once the 24-hour economy takes full force, other regions will begin to fall into place. The economist has added that the initiative will only be effected in certain sectors of the economy.
Increased productivity aspect does not get the uniform envelope across the whole towns in Zambia. The beginning point will be with those that are busy, function, for example, Lusaka and many other line of Leo. Basically, this will create a convenience aspect even with the kind of situation that we are building up for the economy, understanding that when the economy is actually growing with any employed rate of population and also the demand for many other things that are starting to be appetizing, especially when you look at the agricultural products and many others, it's always important to look at it in this way. In Kasama, there could be some pockets of activity that can also be able to command that 24-hour operation. It's not just going to cast across in terms of everyone to be on board.
Renowned lawyer Dickson Jere has appealed for urgent reforms in Zambia's land administration system. Mr. Jere observes that many citizens acquire land through loans and sacrifices, and therefore it is unjust to repossess plots simply because development has not commenced. The lawyer further highlighted that underdeveloped land should instead attract higher ground rent, thereby encourage utilization while still generating revenue for the government. He underscored that land must be recognized as an investment, noting that families often subdivide and allocate plots to children for future use. The African Nations Prosperity Fund, ANPF, has facilitated the awarding of a honorary doctorate to Harainde Hichilema by Lovely Professional University in India. The development follows a recent visit to the institute by ANPF President and Founder Tresford Chomba and Vice President Alice Kapesa, where a memorandum of understanding was signed. The agreement will see over 200 Zambian students pursue full-time student studies under the Nelson Mandela African Presidential Scholarships. In a formal invitation, the university's founder and chancellor, Ashok Kumar Mito, commended President Hichilema for his contributions to socio-economic development, noting their impact beyond Zambia. He stated that the honorary doctorate is reserved for distinguished global leaders, such as presidents and prime ministers, and invited the Zambian leader to attend a graduation ceremony at the university's campus in India at a convenient time. Meanwhile, Dr. Chomba, who was speaking from the Abu Dhabi, also disclosed that his organization, the Zambia Farmers Imports Corporation Union, has secured a supply of fertilizer aimed at boosting agricultural productivity. Western Province Presidential Campaign Team Media Coordinator Spooky Mlemwa is happy that government has put in place measures intended to cushion citizens from external shocks of soaring global oil prices, such as the result of the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Mr. Mlemwa says this shows that the New Dawn administration is concerned about citizens' warfare. He says the government announced to the ERB the suspension of duty tax and zero-rated VAT on petrol and diesel imports effective today for the next 3 months.
It's gratifying to note that government has put in place measures intended to cushion citizens from external shocks of soaring global oil prices as a result of the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Indeed, the New Dawn administration is concerned about citizens' welfare as it announced through the ERB the suspension of duty tax and zero-rated VAT on petrol and diesel imports effective today for the next 3 months. Once again, President Hakainde Hichilema has indeed demonstrated his unwavering commitment to protect the economy and citizens' welfare across the country, including Western Province.
The Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovu, has commended the Mulonga Water Supplier and Sanitation Company for successfully complementing a rehabilitation and pump replacement project in Konkola Township, Chililabombwe, which has restored water supply to Konkola B section and significantly improved access for residents. The rehabilitation works involved